touched it, so it may be screwed up.
It's recording. It's recording.
You don't need to.
I don't need to do anything.
You don't need to do anything.
Keep my hands off of it.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to look at one of the basic things and see if we really believe it. So let's go to Genesis 3. You know what? Before we do that, go there. Let's go to Matthew 18.
Matthew 18?
I think. I'm not sure right now. What?
Oh, it was yesterday's Bible study. Was that bucket was Matthew 16. I just said we were close to there.
In the neighborhood.
Just in the neighborhood. Just dropping by.
Everybody go to Matthew 18?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1. In the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. And he said, "Verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me." So there's a thing called that we never look at very much. We have a couple times. Except you be converted and become as a little child. You shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. The little child there is darling infant. I believe it's the place that each one of us have gone through as a child, or if you don't remember it as a child probably, but you reach a point in where you have no self-awareness, and it lasts for about a year and a half or so. Everybody agree that they've seen that in their children? Become, and that's, I mean, he's saying become brats. Become whatever's there. Boom. Lose the capacity to see yourself.
They become independent selves.
But they're dependent selves.
Yeah,
independent. Independent selves.
Oh, he's right.
No, you're not independent. You're independent. Well, that's the right word. That's a word you can use.
Yeah.
But in effect, you're not aware of yourself.
Mm. Oh, as you become a little child, that's after you were talking about the little brats.
Right. And again, those little brats from birth to about 18 months are not aware of themselves.
I was thinking about you in particular. You were a brat until you got converted.
I'm still, I'm a brat.
But you did get converted.
Never give up being brats.
Well, I mean, who knows? But as we've talked about before, I'm sure you and Pete and others, everybody thought they were really nice people.
Yeah, especially Pete.
Well, no, it's
probably. I thought you were there too.
And the whole idea, you start to get that's your identity. And it's just, it's the only thing you've done is learn how to be a con artist. But that's what happens with the children. They quickly learn to be con artists. Your nicest child became a con artist. And it's independent. It's part of the fall. It's what happened at the fall. If you don't see this, you won't see what really salvation is.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to is that before the fall, Adam and Eve were dependent on God for everything.
Well, it's true, but it's not a. They didn't. They weren't even aware of that.
They were dependent. They weren't thinking about it. They just were.
Right. So there's no self-awareness. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
And before you understand the rest of this, you have to understand that's what he's talking about as a little child, the darling infant, except you become innocent. Now, innocent doesn't mean you're not guilty in terms of this. Innocence means here that you've lost the awareness, or you never had. As conversion, you lose the awareness of self. And in losing awareness of self, you will lose an awareness of what? Time.
It's interesting that you talk about no self-awareness, and we can aspire to find awareness in Christ.
No.
No?
That's keeping you there. If you have awareness of self and an awareness of Christ, then you're double-minded.
That's the beginning of religion.
Yeah. But this sounds impossible. Except you be converted and become as this little child, little children. Not enter the kingdom.
When people like to latch on once saved, always saved. Like I said, never read this verse. I mean, how many people do we know out there, including ourselves, who have ever managed to become like this little child? And doesn't that mean that maybe we never got saved in the first place?
No, again, remember the four stages that are first talked about in 1 John. The first stage is what in 1 John?
The darling infant. Yeah. The next one.
Second phase.
Adolescence.
And that's what that is the wilderness. Third phase is in the promised land. We know it, but we haven't reached the fourth stage. The fourth stage is being on the mercy seat and seeing and being as on the mercy seat.
Yeah, I wasn't asking that as a question. I was saying how common it is to take whatever is best for me. You know, once saved, always saved. It sounds really good. You know, I can kind of.
Where does that say that in the scripture?
Well, I'm just saying that's what people say. They haven't read this thing where it said you had to be converted to become a little child.
All right. We got it. We got this idea of becoming innocent. Is that little child?
Yeah.
Now let's go back to Genesis 3. This destroys you. The only way all this happens is you completely lose the awareness of self and don't care. You have no investment, no like for the world. Pete's broke another Bible. What are you doing?
Bible up here.
You already got three Bibles on your table.
My own Bible is.
All right, Genesis 3. Oh, no, I said that. In verse 14. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, eaten of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou art cursed above all the cattle and above every beast of the field. Well, here the translation is, upon thy belly thou shalt go, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life. And it's saying, by your appetite you shall be led. But in fact, you're eating dust. That's all you're doing for self-awareness. Everything in the universe is made of dust. Whether it's gold plates or Oscars or... it's made of dust. It's the dust of God. Now, when the earth was formed, the dust... What happened? God changed the dust into our universe. But everything in the universe is still dust. And really, in fact, from God's standpoint, dust is anything in the universe that's time dependent. This is the only way, when seeing this, is the only way that you can ever become, that you can ever reach the mercy seat. And the only way this happens is through repentance. For me, again, remember what he's going to preach the gospel to the poor. The poor, that's what this calling is. That's the first words were said. That's for advancement. He preached the gospel to the poor. The poor doesn't mean no money. It's the Greek word paktos. And it means you're getting no more self-satisfaction from anything. Now this is the gospel, whether you believe it or not, is that, but don't think the gospel is something other than this. Except you be converted and become as little child. Here is when Adam and Eve, when they ate of the fruit of the tree of good and evil, what happened? It opened their mind. So they saw themselves. And once you see yourself, you're responsible for what's happening next. You become this or that or this, or you want to do that or this. As I've said so often to people that I've counseled, especially teenagers, they're running around saying, this is what I want to do. That's crazy. Your life will be made mostly of what you don't want to do. That's why you get bored so often. Is this communicating again?
Wasn't this fundamental? They saw themselves separate from God before this eating of the apple event.
There wasn't a
concept of separation.
Yeah. Well, there wasn't a concept of God. They had no concept of themselves. And with no concept of themselves, God was just another, like a tree, or he wasn't anything special. He was a what is.
There's no communication, relationship.
Not until after the fall. The only communication was that Adam had before the fall with God that I can see is that what?
He talked with him in the garden.
Huh?
I thought they talked in the garden. They communicated.
But they did. The only time they communicated that I'm aware of, the only time God was talking to them, is when he asked Adam to name the cattle, name the beasts. Well, once he put names on things, then the fall was possible. The fall wasn't possible before he named the beasts. But that was the first test. So to see if you could name something yet retain innocency. No, it failed. It can't happen. But it was the arena in which Adam and Eve could have been the end, because the bride and the husband, Adam was the tip type of the husband, and the bride is Christ. So you had that boom right at first. But who sees that? So the fall was it altered the universe. All right, we're back to the snake in verse 14. And the Lord God said unto the serpent. Now, in every culture that I'm aware of in the ancient times, the snake was always a metaphor for your mind. Now listen to what he says. Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. This is accurate as translation as this is. Upon thy belly shalt thou go. An equal translation is by thy belly thou shalt be led, by thy appetites thou shalt be led. And once that happens, then dust you shall eat all the days of your life. And some of it's good dust, some of it's riches and well-being and good-looking and strong and whatever else the human race is. That's good dust, but it's still dust. So when he said to your mind, to Adam and Eve's mind, because you have done this, you are cursed above all cattle and every beast of the field. By thy belly, by thy appetites now, you shall be led, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life. That's a definition of every man and woman and child since the fall. So what we have in religion is... to teach you how to get better dust. No, this book from the beginning teaches you to die. But you can't die unless you've lost the same thing as what? Puktos again. Till you have seen and are at the end, have no investment in everything in the world. And that's what's called faith. It takes a long time to find faith, because you have to find what it isn't before you find what it is. You understand, in most cases, people use faith as a noun. That's just ridiculous. Faith is the verb above all verbs. Yeah. It's an action. It's the only action that's acceptable by God. I think I'm talking to another world here. I mean, this is the basic of Christianity. This is Genesis. And every word from that forward on reveals the mystery of Christ. Not seen. But it's seen by a few.
This is not, I mean, I don't think you're talking to a wall. I think that...
You what?
I said, I don't think you're talking to a wall. I was looking back. God, the only other thing that God said to Adam was...
Don't have your fingers in your mouth when you're talking. I can't hear you.
The only other thing that God said to Adam was that of every tree in the garden you shall eat, but of the tree in the center of the garden you shall not eat, and that day you eat it shall die. It's just like with kids now. I mean, like my own kids growing up, don't touch the pot on the stove, it'll burn you. Well, they got to do it, you know. You tell somebody that there's 100 billion stars in the sky, he'll believe you. If you tell him the bench has wet paint on it, he's got to touch it to be sure. There's something about that.
Yeah, but I don't understand what you're saying. That it has anything to do with what we studied this morning?
It has to do with this idea that you're told to do things and you can't. You can't not do it. You have to do it. It's part of being a kid. You know, that you got to go touch it. Dad said, don't touch it. I got to go touch it, you know.
That's why I've often said to everybody, including everybody here, you never know what you want to do. You only know what you don't want to do.
Well, I know. I'm just saying it's not completely to a wall. I got that much out of it.
Well, I don't feel like talking any more than this, but it's you just get this in your head and pray about it and ask God to reveal what it means. Except you be converted and become as this darling infant, you shall no wise enter the kingdom of God. And the only way that happens is when you see some rapidly, some false, so slowly. You see that everything in the world system, everything in time and space, is empty and worthless. It's the dust. No man cometh to me unless he hates his mother and father and wife and children, his sisters and brothers, yea, and his own life also. You're hating, just like you used to love all that. Now you're taught. Now you see it as the enemy of God. Then hopefully, finally, you only see everybody either as brethren or no brethren. You're not a brethren because you came to Bible study. You're a brethren when you stop seeing yourself. Stop having any interest in what's going to happen next. Faith is the abandonment of self.
So the word you mentioned is pactos? Pactos?
Yes.
Pactos.
And again, repentance is the only way out of it. But you can't repent if you still like it. But you can ask God to show up. You can say to God, Father, I don't know what else to do. I can't do this thing I'm saying right here. So you give it, you put everything back in God's hands. So if you feel you have to be in the world, then you have to pray to God and say, Father, forgive me for this. But this is all I know to do. But there's that, it's from me, and maybe I know I'm not wrong about this. There's this bright, shining, dividing light. And it's as bright as the sun. And when you see something, you've given breath to anything in the world, man, it's just like you've murdered somebody. It's with me. If I ever give any importance to the pain I'm in, and then I'm apostate. But from my perspective, I believe that this is the only way I could have seen the mystery of God, because I was totally self-centered. Then I got converted, and now I was self-centered, but in the name of God. No. You're only cross-centered. The only thing that has any merit in time and space is the cross. It's your death. And when you're baptized, you're buried, never to rise again. But your mind is the evil one's. It's evil above all things. So it's 5 seconds after you're baptized, something will happen, and you're back in the picture. But we try to do it all right. But we lose innocency because we're trying to do something. We're still part of the curse. We're not part of the kingdom of God because it says you are. You're a part of the kingdom of God when you're a part of the kingdom of God. You're not sitting on the mercy seat because it says you're on the mercy seat. You're sitting on the mercy seat when you're sitting on the mercy seat. This isn't a manual of how to do. It's a manual of how to die. I pray that this penetrates so that you can see the worthlessness of everything that happens with your mind. You're saying to the serpent, you're still being led by your appetites. You're still eating dust and want to eat more and better dust. Because you have done this, cursed are you above all cattle and above all beasts of the field. You're cursed above rattlesnakes. Because you have done this, by your appetites you will be led, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life. You can go to Bible studies and still eat dust because you try to apply it to you. Oh, I got to write this down so I can remember it. No, you got to die. You got to be, and again, we've said it a million times, but I'm going to say it and quit. If baptism wasn't your complete and final burial, you didn't get baptized. You just got wet. You're buried in baptism. Only one arises, and that's the Son of God. Well, Jesus Christ, thou Son of God, my own eternal self, live thou thy life in me. Do thou thy will in me. Be thou made flesh in me. For I have no self but thee, and I have no will but thou. The loss of identity, the return to innocency. You've got 2 minutes. Any final thoughts?
Let's return to innocence.
What?
Let's return to innocence.
That's the only way you can do that is by seeing yourself as dead, giving no more breath. All right, take a big dive.